quite a way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie.
Evening, Mrs. Bunker.
At the front door.
It's me, Ed Bradley.
A man in a white tuxedo and blackface makeup comes in.
Thanks.
Oh, sit down. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. You're the president of the lodge.
Not the president. They call me the Grand Potentate of the Royal Brotherhood of the Kings of Queens.
But you still kill cockroaches, for a
sure. Our secret knock. That's Bonnie.
She opens the door for another man in blackface.
Well, shut my mouth if it ain't Miss Scarlet, old Bunker.
Hefner, is that you under there?
It ain't a Reverend Ike. Let's get this minstrel show on the road. Where's my partner, Rastus?
Rastus?
Yeah, Rastus Bunker.
Oh, Archie.
Yeah.
You don't feel too good.
Edith, is that the doctor down there?
Oh, it's Mr. Bradley and Bonnie.
Oh, gee, what a surprise. I never expected them. Did you tell him how sick I am?
He runs to the toilet and lifts the tank lid. Downstairs, Edith considers.
He really don't feel too good.
What's he claim he got this time?
Oh, I don't know. But it's something that's going around.
Hey, Edith, I'm in trouble up here. Ain't you got nothing to bind me?
I knew he'd pull this. He's been trying to weasel out for 3 days now.
Right. Hey, Edith, you better go up and talk to him, because we ain't got anybody else fat enough to fit his costume.
Hey, Edith, I'm in trouble here. I need another roll.
It's in the cabinet.
What?
In the cabinet. On your right if you're sitting down, and on your left if you're standing.
The little man from Tidy Bowl wouldn't last long around here.
Look, Arch, I'm telling you right now, if you don't show up tonight at our next meeting, I'm going to bring up a motion to have you kicked out of the lodge.
Hey, hold it there. Hey, boy, hey, don't do that.
He races downstairs.
Before you do anything rash and lousy, Barney, get up, wait there, will you?
Archie pushes Edith aside.
Wait a minute. Am I going to have to look like this?
It's your traditional blackface.
Did you just put that on at home?
Yeah.
Why?
We like it.
Listen, I ain't going to do that minstrel show.
What?
I'm too sick. Think of the lodge. Think of the audience there. I'm full of germs. I'll be spraying germs all over your nears and dears. I shouldn't even be standing next to you right now. Edith, call a doctor, huh? Let me right there.
Knock it off. You were trying to get out of the show all week.
Ugh. All you got is a little stage fright, pal. Ugh,
listen.
You can't back out now. The show goes on in 2 hours.
Yeah, we got nobody to replace you.
Fellas, if I get up on that stage, I'm going to turn green and die.
I'm going to level with you. You let the lodge down, we're going to vote you out.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. Vote me out. A charter member there, one of the best members, never missed a meeting, never missed his dues, never broke a rule, never showed the secret sacred handshake to nobody
except me. It was all right. It was in bed.
Shut up.
Under the cover. And the lights was out.
You
showed her the secret handshake
to your wife?
You showed it to a topless waitress in Mineola.
She showed me, I showed her.
Don't listen, Abbott.
Listen, Arch, you get kicked out of the lodge, you're gonna lose all your benefits.
Wait a minute, right, wait a minute. Like your life insurance policy with a cash value of $90.
And your burial plot with perpetual care.
Right, where you get weeded twice a year.
You lose that, Arch, Edith won't be able to find you for the crabgrass.
Arch, it's up to you, pal. Either you do the show or... you're out of the lodge.
You see this, Edith, and you wouldn't lie for me.
Can she get somebody to replace him? He's really scared.
Yeah.
You ain't no friends of Archie.
No, wait a minute. I ain't going to stand here and listen to that about my friends here. These are two of the most wonderful guys in the world. They're my lodge brothers here. Edith, get over here. Get over here. Watch what you say, will you? What do you want to do? Get me kicked out of the lodge? It means everything. The lodge is with you all through your life, right to the end. Hey! Remember when Porky Winkelheimer died way up there in the Bronx? Remember the turnout from the lodge? 200 guys went way up to the cemetery to see him planted up there. And nobody even liked him.
But then you're going to have to do the show.
No, I don't want to do the show.
What do you say, Arch? It's getting late, and you ain't even got your costume or makeup on.
Wait a minute, guys. Now, let me give you the truth. Now, what? Lodge brothers, I can tell you the truth. I'm a scant to go up in front of the audience for fear they boo me. I don't think I'm going to get no laughs.
What are you talking about? Last rehearsal, you had us all rolling in the aisles laughing.
Yeah. Yes, we're all drunk. You would have laughed at a burning hotel.
When you stop worrying, Arch, you're going to get laughs. No, the jokes are dynamite. Joke. Have you tried them out on Edith?
No, I'm ashamed.
Then get over to the piano. Edith, you sit there with him. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do part of the routine, see? If Edith laughs, then you do the show. Is that fair?
I don't want to do that.
Come on. Edith.
He mouths, don't laugh.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Now, you get a 4-bar intro. The curtain goes up, and boys, you're on.
Archie shuffles back and forth with Barney.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon. To my honey I'll groan, lost tune.
Hey, Mr. Bones.
Yeah, Rastus?
What do I get when I cross a parrot with a tiger?
I don't know, Rastus. What do you get when you cross a parrot with a tiger?
I don't know either, but when it talks, I listen.
See what?
She's choking on something there.
All right, come on. Let's keep going.
Oh, God.
Honeymoon. Keep her shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be coddling soon.
Hey there, Rastus.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that brother of yours who swallowed all them firecrackers?
We don't know. We're still waiting to hear the last report.
They all turn to Edith, who considers.
Hey, Zip.
She covers her mouth.
Come on now, Edith, be fair. If you're going to laugh, let it out.
That wasn't a laugh. It was just a big sneeze. Here, wipe your dress off.
Archie tosses her a hanky.
Let's keep going.
All right, Mr. Bones.
Mike walks in behind them.
I'm going up to Alaska next weekend to play polo.
Who are you going to play polo with in Alaska?
With the polo bears.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at Archie. I was laughing at Mike.
You know, Edith, you are dingbatting 1,000 tonight. You laugh at nothing to nobody. Go in the kitchen and make coffee or something like that, huh?
Ma, here's your casserole.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I don't believe you guys. You're actually going to put on a minstrel show in this day and age? You ought to get great reviews from the Ku Klux Klan. This is the worst kind of bigotry.
What are you bigotry talking about?
Wait a minute. Hold it. The boy is right.
What?
Mike furrows his brow, dumbfounded.
Yes, he is. He is absolutely right. Now, this is a bad thing we're doing. That ain't nice there, dressing up like that and making fun of the colored people. No, Archie Bunker ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna get up on the stage and make fun of people that he liked and admired all his life.
Mike is stupefied.
Do you want something?
Archie mouths, shut up, you.
We ain't trying to make fun of anybody. We just want to dress up like college.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
You guys are a pack of racists.
Yeah, that's what you are, Barney. That's what you look like.
What are you talking about?
Lodge, how can you be in a lodge like this?
He's practically out of it now.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you were talking good there for a minute, but you went too far. Now, these are my lodge brothers who I love here.
And there ain't nothing wrong with minstrel shows.
No, hey, that's right, there ain't. You know, that goes way back, the minstrel show, into U.S. history. That comes back to your carefree days of slavery. Yeah. Yeah, don't look like that. That's part of your whole American heresy.
Arch, doesn't it bother you that black people are offended at a show like this?
They ain't gonna see this show. They ain't allowed in.
I just figured out why our baby is 2 weeks late.
Huh?
He's in no hurry to meet his grandfather.
You know what? And don't bother no casseroles no more.
Mike leaves.
Congratulations, Arch. Oh, the way you stuck up for the lodge.
Oh, well, hey, listen, you know.
Archie's friends grab his thumbs in a secret handshake, then they all spin around.
And may I say right now, Brother Bunker, that if I croak before you do, I would be honored to have you as one of my pallbearers.
Oh, hey, Barney, it'll be a pleasure.
And you're gonna do the show, right?
Ed and Barney do the secret handshake, then hurry out the front door.
I can't do it. I don't mean to.
Archie, where are you going?
I am going upstairs.
What's the matter?
The next flush you hear is the real thing.
He runs upstairs holding his stomach.
Very best county. Compliments of the house.
Oh, thank you very much. That's nice.
Howdy.
A toast.
Wait a minute.
Sitting across from Mike, Gloria sniffs the wine, then takes a gulp.
Very interesting. Impertinent and yet baroque. Somehow bold and yet saucy.
Gloria.
Aggressive and yet naive.
Gloria, you're being silly.
Silly and yet sensible.
I want to make a toast.
Pumpernickel and yet whole wheat.
I'm trying to tell you I love you. My wife, I love her.
Other restaurant patrons turn and gawk.
So, to you. Most beautiful girl in the world. Girl who changed my life.
And to the man who changed mine.
And to the baby who's gonna change both of our lives.
And to the years we're gonna spend changing the baby.
They clink glasses and drink. Then Gloria's eyes grow wide as she purses her lips.
You like the wine, huh?
Not ooh for the wine. Ooh for the baby.
Oh, yeah, you mean he kicked you?
Not exactly.
What exactly?
Oh, I didn't want to spoil our evening together. But I guess I better tell you. I just had another contraction.
Mike stares, and his open mouth slowly grows into a smile.
Had another contraction? That means that you had one. When did you have the first one?
About 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes. Let me see. 20 minutes would mean that the contractions are coming.
About 20 minutes apart.
Right. Okay. All right. We just. We're calm. I'm gonna call a doctor to alert the hospital and get a cab. Wait a check, please!
Wait a minute. With the first baby, we've got plenty of time.
Honey, I feel a lot better if we left now. I mean, you never know what could happen. The cab could break down on the highway. It could run out of gas.
Here we are, antipasto speciale.
No, we can't. Cancel a dinner. My wife just went into labor. We got to get to the hospital.
The waiter takes back the food.
Come on, honey, let's get up. Come on. All right, well, put down the cheese, will you? Here we go. Okay, one, two, three. Easy, Daisy, there we go. Let me leave a little bit something for him. Okay, now you call a doctor, and I'll call the hospital, all right?
No, honey, I'll call Dr. Shapiro, and he'll alert the hospital. I want you to call Mom and Daddy. I want him to be there.
Okay, I call Mom and Dad. Wait, I don't have any change.
I don't either.
Mike takes back the tip.
I need this money here. Here. Take a few cents here. Let me have this. Grazie.
Prego.
Yes, she sure is. Okay. Here you go, honey. Here's a couple of dimes. I call Dr. Shapiro.
No, honey. I'm calling Dr. Shapiro. You're calling Mom and Daddy.
Mom and Dad, right. Wait, I don't know the number. Wait, I know the number.
No, honey, they're not home. They're at the lodge.
I don't know the number.
Well, look it up.
Why don't you don't know a number? You look it up in the phone book. Anybody knows that. We just look it right up in the phone book. We find it. Kings of Queens. Kings of Queens Lodge. Kings of Queens.
Please calm down. You're getting so upset, you're going to get me upset.
Don't be upset. I'm fine. You're fine. Dr. Shapiro's fine. Mom and Dad are fine. The baby's fine. Everybody's fine. Everybody's happy. Here we go, kid. There we go. 555-4378. What are you standing there? What are you standing there? Get in the phone booth and make a call. 555-4378. What is it? 555-4378. 555-4378. Damn door!
They sit in separate phone booths.
Here we go. 555-4378. Oh, my God. Is this the Kings of Queens Lodge? I want to talk to a Mr. Archie Bunker. He's in the minstrel show. He's one of the guys wearing blackface. Don't tell me they all look alike. Just find him. Wait a second. Give a message to a Mrs. Edith Bunker. No, she's in whiteface. It's her own face that she's in. She's sitting in the audience. Just tell her that Gloria is going to have a baby, and we're on our way to the hospital. Meet us there. Okay?
Gloria tugs at her stuck phone booth door.
Goodbye.
Michael?
Yeah, honey? What's the matter? You all right?
Just promise me you won't panic.
Honey, I never panic. What's the matter?
Get your ear a little closer to the glass.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure, honey. What is it?
The door won't open. I'm stuck in here.
Honey, you're not stuck. These doors, they're a little bit sticky. They can be opened. There is no problem. Believe me.
Okay.
Just trust me.
They push and pound at the door.
She's stuck! My whole family is stuck in a phone booth! Wait up, help me!
Mike runs off, leaving Gloria in the booth with her face pressed against the glass. Backstage at the lodge.
The giant is packed to the rafters. There must be 400 people out there.
Hey, where's Archie? Ain't he showed up yet?
Yeah, he's back in the toilet putting on his makeup.
Archie peeks out wearing blackface and an afro wig under his white top hat. With a frown, he sticks out his tongue.
Ah, what are you looking at?
It's your color, Arch.
Oh, listen. This here is every nightmare I ever had come true.
Yeah, but you didn't let us down, and that's what counts.
I know, but look at me. I'm as nervous as a hooker in a cathedral. And under all this black, my face is as white as your coat there.
Edith runs in.
Archie!
She kisses Barney.
Archie, Mike just called from the restaurant. Gloria's having the baby.
Edith, that's Archie over there.
Excuse me.
She wipes Barney's lips and scurries to Archie.
Mike just called from the restaurant, Gloria.
I heard all that while he was kissing Barney over there. Get yourself together. What do you mean she's having a baby in the restaurant?
No, Mike called for the restaurant, and they're going down to the hospital, and we gotta get down
to the she's having a bad... Oh, well, that's it, fellas. I gotta go to the hospital.
Bud, we got a show to do.
Oh, no, you guys got a show to do. I gotta be a grandfather. Now, I went into this with the best will in the world, as you know, but I gotta get to that hospital, guys.
Now, look, Arch, first things first. You're gonna have a lot of grandchildren, but this is a big show.
Really big show. Oh, no argument, fellas. Just give me the cold cream to get the junk off the face here.
Listen, you're not using mine, that's logical.
You ain't using mine either.
And you're out in the lodge.
I want to hell with you guys, and the lodge, too. Who wants to be a member of a lodge with only one toilet with a seat that pinches you?
He sits at the makeup table. They search the table but find only gag props and rubber chickens.
Open up this roll of paper, huh? Oh, a rubber chicken. Here, I got it. Hold it, Mary, while I take the cold cream and get it.
A coiled snake springs out of the fake cold cream jar. Fed up, Archie runs off with his black face still on. At the restaurant, the phone booth lies on its side, and a repairman pries at the door with a crowbar. Inside, Gloria lies on her back.
Hello? Yes, doctor, I'm still in here. All contractions are about 10 minutes apart. Now, it's the doctor, honey. No, I don't think the phone booth will fit in an ambulance.
Can't you hurry up? What are you looking at? Haven't you ever seen a person in a phone booth before?
The waiter and diners look on. To be continued next week. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Lou Derman, Bill Davenport, Larry Ryan, and Mel Tolkien. Program consultants Mel Tolkien and Ben Starr. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Norman Lear. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Alan Melvin, Barney Hefner. Herb Voland, Ed Bradley. Victor Rendina, Antonio. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production, Sony Pictures Television.